Friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this edition of the R.G. Hardy program, as once again we declare to you, souls are crying and men are dying. We must do all we can to win the lost at any cost. And the message you will hear today is a great witnessing tool that will help you to share God's love with those who need to know. I'm Sharon Knotts, and I'm happy to introduce this message that I preached at Faith Tabernacle Church, the greatest offer ever made. John 3:16 is the greatest story ever told of the greatest offer ever made by the greatest person who ever lived. You may think you've heard all there is to preach about this verse, but I urge you to listen to this message today, and your eyes will be opened and your heart enlightened to this truth in a way you've never experienced before. Both comforting and convicting, the greatest offer ever made will flood your heart with the power of the gospel. And now the message.
But when we were at our weakest point, at our lowest point, when there was no way out, he said, in due time. What does it mean in due time? At the right time. When we needed him most. Oh, Jesus always shows up when you need him most. Amen. A lot of people, they're out there in what the Bible calls the pleasure of sin for a season. You see, the Bible does say that there's pleasure in sin. But don't forget the for a season part. But when the season is over and the pleasure is gone and now there's nothing but bondage and addiction and misery and unhappiness and questions and fear of death and fear of hell, that's the due time. That's the right time. That's when Jesus shows up. Amen. He loved us when we were ungodly and while we were yet in our sins. Amen. And not only that, this is what really gets to me. He was willing to pay full price for us when we were damaged goods. Now, I don't know about you, but I am willing, and I even look for bargains sometimes. You know, you look for a bargain because it's got a button missing. Well, you know what? Knock $20 off. I can sew on my own button. Amen. But you know how it is. You don't want to pay full price for it if it's got a dent in it. You say, hey, man, that's got a dent down there. Can't you knock something off? Don't you do that? That's why they have scratch and dent sections, because they know people will not pay full price for something that's got something wrong with it. They'll buy it cheaper. But God paid full price for us when we were damaged goods, when we were full of sin, when we were full of iniquity, then we had all kinds of sin in our life. He paid the price of the blood of his son. We weren't cheap. We were used. We were abused. We were damaged, but we weren't cheap. It cost him the blood of his son. Hallelujah. Have you ever said to a little baby, a sweet little baby, have you ever snuggled that little baby and said, I love you to death? Have you ever said that to your child or your lover or someone precious to you? I love you to death. Well, let me tell you, Jesus, he reached out his arms on that cross and he said, I love you to death. That's how much he loves you. Amen. And let me tell you something. His love will not let you go. His love will hound you, sinner. It'll hound you. Amen. His love will hound you to the lowest pit. Backslider, his love will hound you and chase you and follow you to the deepest mire of the pigsty. His love is not going to let you go. You can't be mean enough, bad enough, hateful enough, ugly enough. You can't be vile enough, dirty enough, filthy enough that his love will not reach out to you and lift you up. Amen. Do you think that after Jesus hung on that tree and suffered what he suffered, how many saw the movie, The Passion? If you saw it, raise your hand. Many of you. Do you think he suffered all that and now he's just going to let you go? He's going to hound you down. Amen. And that's why the scripture says, don't turn there, I'll just tell you what it says. 2 Peter 3:9, God is long-suffering. Thank you, Lord. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now, you have got to look at these. You can't overlook these two little words, A-N-Y and A-L-L. They may be little, but let me tell you something. They are full of meaning. He said he's not willing that any. Amen. I understand grammar. Any means not even one. Not even one that he's willing that they should perish. But that all. All means everybody. Amen. It includes everyone. 1 Timothy 2:4. God would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The prophet Ezekiel said, or God spoke through him in Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, and said, have I pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should turn from his ways and live? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves. See, God won't turn you. He'll chase you down. He'll hound you and follow you. He'll pursue you, but you've got to do the turning. He said, turn yourselves and live. He said in 33:11 of Ezekiel, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die? Look at somebody and say, why will you die? When you can live. Amen? So for God so loved the world, the next clause is, that he gave his only begotten son. Now let's look at the last part of that. His only begotten son. Jesus Christ stands alone on the pages of history. Amen? There is no one else like him. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, for there is one God. Somebody say one God. And there is one mediator. Somebody say one mediator. Between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Thank God I don't have to go through anybody else. I don't have to go through a priest or a cardinal or a pope or anybody else. I can come to Jesus Christ. He is my mediator. When I come to him, then I have fellowship with my Father. Because Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he can relate to me God's part. And God is holy. And because he is the Son of Man, he can relate to God our part. But we are sinful. So something's got to change there. Because the holy God cannot relate to sin. How many understand that? So in order for him to bring us together, there's only one way that he can bring us together. He's got to take our sins and give us his holiness. He's got to take all of our iniquity and give us his righteousness. And then he can bring us together with our Father. Amen? All right, well, I told you to hold your place in John. Turn back to John 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Look at verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 18. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. So what I want you to see is this. Jesus Christ existed before he became Jesus Christ, a human. He existed as God, as the Word of God. How many read that with me? He was the Word of God with God, the Father. But he took upon himself a human body. He became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and then he was known as Jesus Christ. The angel told Mary that Holy Ghost will come upon you, and overshadow you, and that holy thing that will be born of you will be the Son of God, because his Father is Almighty God. And then he said, and you will call his name Jesus, because that means Jehovah is our salvation, because he will save his people from their sins. Amen? So he said, no man has seen God at any time. The only way that we can see or know God is that Jesus Christ the Son reveals him to us. Amen? Now, Matthew 11:27 says, all things are delivered of me of my Father. Jesus said this. And he said, and no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knoweth the Father save the Son. 1 John 5:11. And this is the record that God has given us. He has given to us eternal life, and that life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. Amen? For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in him. One more verse. He that abides in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. Now, all of these verses I've quoted out of 1 John and John to show you, and there are many more. I've just given you a few. I'm trying to show you that if you want to know God Almighty who created you, your Father, whether you're on speaking terms with him or not, he's your Father. Amen. A lot of folks are not on speaking terms with their mom and dad. Amen. God wants to be on daily speaking terms with you. And the only way that he can get to you is that he sent Jesus, his Son, to be identified with you and me, that he put life in the Son. And when we believe on the Son, then we have life and we have fellowship with the Father. And there's no one else that can do that for Jesus. You can't do it on your own. I can't do it on my own.
Amen. I trust that you are being immensely blessed by this uplifting and gracious message, the greatest offer ever made. John 3:16 is the greatest story ever told about the greatest offer ever made by the greatest person who ever lived. It expresses in one verse the irreducible love of God, and it all comes down to one thing. He loved us even when we didn't know him. Paul wrote in the Ephesians that his prayer was that we would know the width, the length, the depth, and the height of the love of God that is past knowing. Is this a paradox? No, because the more you come to know the love of God, the more there is to know. In this carefully structured teaching, we will see by examining every phrase of John 3:16, the unsearchable riches of God's love to whosoever will. And in this day of rising false messiahs, we must know there is only one Savior, one Redeemer, one Lord, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Either he was a liar, a lunatic, or he is Lord as he said. He stands alone on the pages of history, the only way, truth, and life. I really hope that you will order this message and consider sharing it with someone who is in danger of perishing. Yes, even the greatest story ever told bears a warning of judgment. And for every whosoever in your life who thinks that he or she is outside of the circle of God's love and forgiveness, or who appears to be just unconvicted about their need for a Savior, this stirring delivery will surely strike the hidden chord of their heart's deepest need. It is available on CD and audio cassette for your love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer SK141 CD for the CD or SK141T for the audio tape. Please send your request and orders to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online at rghardy.org.